Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes. Dine Yeshivas Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah and Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis tells us, Kol Shivas Hayamim, all 7 days of Sukkot, Adam Osa Sukkaso Keva Ubeiso Arai. The Sukkah, the flimsy temporary dwelling, should become the permanent dwelling, and the comfortable, hopefully secure home should become temporary. Adam Osa Sukkaso Keva Ubeiso Arai. Then the Gemara over there brings a brisa, says the same thing. The sukkah should become keva, the bayis should become arai, and then the brisa explains. Kate said, how does one do that? You have kelim noim, nice kelim, put them in the sukkah. Matzos noos, nice sheets and bedding, put them in the sukkah. Ochel v'shose u'metayel b'sukkah. He eats and drinks and is metayel in the sukkah. So what does this word metayel mean? So most of us read it and say metayel means to go on a tiyul, and most of our sukkahs are not quite large enough for a tiyul. How many times are you going to walk around the sukkah? Especially, you know, a sukkah 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is barely enough for one person to sit in. To be letayel in such a sukkah does not sound so relevant. So Rav Nevendal in his Mishnah Berurah points out that the word here, letayel, is not from the Hebrew word of tiyu. It is from the Aramaic word of tula, which means tzel, which means lehistofef betzel, to sit in the shade of the sukkah. Letayel means to spend time in the sukkah, not literally go on a tiyul and do many hakafot inside the sukkah. Okay, so let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Tov Reish Lamed Tes Seif Aleph. Ketzad Mitzvas Yeshiva B'Sukkah. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? Shia Ochel V'Shoseh. He should eat and drink. V'Yashen, the Rama adds, and sleep. U'mitayel. The dar basukkah, he should live in the sukkah. So we have eating, drinking, sleeping, and this mitayel, which Rav Nevendal tells us means just general spending time in the sukkah. The dar basukkah kol shivas hayamim, he should live in the sukkah for 7 days, bein bayom, bein balayla, both by day and night. Kederach shudar beveso b'shayim osashana, the way he lives in his house the rest of the year. The kol shiva yamim, all 7 days. Osa Adamas Beso Arai Besukoso Keva. He should make his house temporary and his sukkah permanent. Ketzad, how does he do that? From the Braisa. Kelim Hanoim, nice dishes. Umatzos Hanos, nice bedding. Basukkah, put it in the sukkah. Uklei Shtia, cups, glasses for drinking. Kigon Ashishos, Vikosos, Basukkah. Okay, aval, now we'll have to discuss this. Aval klei achila, eat stuff that you're using for eating, and the Rama adds la'achar achila, which means they're already dirty, but the Machaber doesn't say that. Kigon kideros uka'oros, pots and bowls, chutz la'sukkah, that should be outside of the sukkah. We'll discuss that in a minute. Ha'menorah basukkah, the candles should be in the sukkah. V'imhoisa sukkah kitana, but if the sukkah is too small for candles, then manicha chutzah sukkah, then he should put it outside of the sukkah. The Rama concludes sifal of Hagah, v'al yaset shum tashmish bazui basukkah, kidei shilo yiu mitzos bezuyos olav. He should not do any, even though you live in the sukkah like you live in your house all year long, and all year long when you need to change the diapers, you do it obviously in the house. That's not to be done in the sukkah. That would be a tashmish bazui. And we don't do a tashmish bazui in the sukkah, so that mitzvah should not be bazuyos olav. The Mishnah Berurah gives examples of washing dishes in the sukkah. Don't do that in the sukkah. If it's just a cup, so it's just a little rinse, that's okay. Okay, let's go back to the menorah in the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah says, but if it's a small sukkah, so what does it mean, a small sukkah? So this is what we call common sense, says the Mishmaros Sivkot and Ches, afilu eina mitzumtzemes b'shi'ura. Sometimes a small sukkah dafka means seven tfachim by seven tfachim. So here the Mishmaros says that's not what it means over here. Ela shiktana kol kach b'inyan sheishlochu shema yiskari v'ner l'dofnei ha'sukkah. It means the sukkah is small enough for the candles to be dangerous inside the sukkah. If it's dangerous, it doesn't belong in the sukkah. The walls can catch fire. V'tochas ben ha'ur v'tisari sukkoso. And the sukkah can burn down. And therefore, it should be left outside the sukkah. Then they talk about leaving some sort of lanterna, a lantern, a lampin, some sort of lamp, something safe, to put something safe in the sukkah so that a person will be able to eat. It's very hard to sit in the sukkah at night in pitch dark. But even with, in those days also involved a real fire, everything, a person has to be careful. Smart and careful. Okay, what's with this clay achila? It was actually a very interesting sugya. So the Gemara in Sukkah Chavtesim and Aleph says, Rava, oh my Rava, Mani mishti b'metalalasa. Those kalim that are used for drinking should be done in the sukkah. Mani michla, the kalim that are for eating should be outside of the sukkah. Rashi explains what kind of eating kalim should be outside of the sukkah. Ka'aros, now there's again kideros, which are pots, and ka'aros, which are like bowls and plates. Rashi says here, ka'aros la'acha sha'ochlu bahem, tzarech lahotzian. After you finish eating, and your bowl and your plate is dirty, it's full of chicken bones and gravy and sauce from the meat, it's not so pleasant to look at. That should be outside the sukkah. Okay, when Tosis brings out Rashi, he adds in a couple of words that don't appear, at least in the Rashi over here, that it is miyostik, it is something that's disgusting, and therefore it should be taken out of the sukkah. Continues Tosis, v'yesh mefarshim kigon kideros. We're talking about the pots and the pans with that the food was cooked in. V'taymim mishum deke'en taduru. We have a rule. Teshu kein taduru. We sit in the sukkah like we live in our homes all year round. V'hani ein regilim bebeis dira elabayis yeshlam levadim. It seems like in the olden days they would have a separate, the kitchen was like in a separate part of the house or a separate room or in the chotzer or whatever it was. And even when they were eating, they would not bring the pot of meatballs into the house where they were eating, but they would pour from the meatball pot into a serving bowl. And then they bring the serving bowl to the table. So that's how Tosus wants to understand this Gemara in Sukkah. Now, is Tosus more lenient than Rashi? Tosus might be more machmir than Rashi. Because Rashi is only talking about after you finish eating and it's disgusting. Tosus is talking about a big, delicious looking pot of meatballs. Don't bring into the Sukkah. Rashi, perhaps, would say that's okay, although the Shaar HaTzion, I think, wants him to die, not like that. Hold on, let's see. Now, there's it's a famous and fascinating riff. The very, very end of Maseches Sukkah. Chaf Gimel Omer Aleph B'dapei HaRif. So there, the riff, the Gemara is talking about the fact that you're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, it's Bal Tosif. And let's say in Chutzaretz, where they do sit in the sukkah, will be the next day. It's Bal Tosif. So what do you do to make sure that it's not Bal Tosif? So the Gemara gives different examples. He can remove Dalet Tfachim of Schach. The Lashon is Uposla, although Dalet Tfachim of Schach does not necessarily passel your sukkah, but okay. Remove Dalet Tfachim of Schach, and thereby making a heker, although that word might be important, but making a heker that the reason I'm sitting in the sukkah now is not because of the mitzvah, but rather I didn't have time to move everything back into the house, and I don't have enough room, whatever it is, and therefore I'm sitting in the sukkah. But I'm not sitting there now for a mitzvah, I'm sitting there now for convenience. Or, if it's a sukkah where you don't usually put a candle, although that doesn't really fit into the Mishnah Berurah we just said, where you can't put a candle because it's dangerous. If it's dangerous, then you shouldn't put a candle in the sukkah. So I don't know how to be miyachiv that exactly. Obviously, it's talking about it's not dangerous. Now, then the Rif says, but if you have a sukkah gedola, you should put inside the sukkah money michla. your pots and your pans, your the kalim that are used for eating, umifsala. Pashut reading of the Rif, and that passels the sukkah. Dama Rava, because Rava told us, these money michla, these eating utensils, whether it's the dirty plates of the Rashi, or it's the pots, the pots of food, according to Tosus, those are supposed to be added to the sukkah. So the Rif says you put it in the sukkah, umifsala, and that will seem to passel the sukkah. So the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Baal Ma'or, they all say lav dafka. It's not going to passel the sukkah. It means it's a heker. Usually you leave it out of the sukkah. Ashmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, you put it in the sukkah. And now it's recognizable that I'm sitting in the sukkah, not for a mitzvah, which would be Baal Tosef, but for convenience. However, there's the Rabbeinu Manoach and the Ravid over here on the Rif. They take the Rif literally, that it somehow is going to passel the sukkah midrabanan. And we'll see in a minute, the Sharat Zion brings down Chayadim who quotes this Rabbeinu Manoach. So the Mishmura says like this. We'll probably have to touch this up tomorrow. But let's see what we can get done. Mishabura gives a klal. Klal adavar. Kol she'ein darko lios b'diroso shadarba ein lo lachzik b'sukkah. Something that you don't normally have in your house, you shouldn't put in the sukkah. So again, they used to have a different room. Maybe we call it a kitchen. But if you don't take this utensil to the dining room table because it's not respectable, so then you shouldn't bring it into the sukkah. So okay, let's see. Mishmar Sif Katan, hey, La'achar Achila Kagon Kideros Ukars, Midos and Zem Mashmil Chayra, Devishas Achila, Gam Kideros, Mutilach Nisan Lasukkah, Ularis and Tocha Ka'ara. Sounds like, at least from the Ramah, that there's no problem bringing in the pot of food. The problem is after you eat, like Rashi said, that it's dirty and disgusting. The Mishmur says that the Olam is Nizar not to bring pots and pans into the Sukkah. They're choshish for the Machmirin, that even, like Tosa said, that even before you eat. The Sharat Ziyun is not convinced that Rashi would say it's okay. The Efshe Teganda Shulchan Aruch Kainhu could be, the Shulchan Aruch also agrees with the Ramah. Ubefrat mi she'ein darko gam beveisa lavi akidera l'shulchano. Ela ma'ara l'tocha ka'ara beveisa chitzon. If you're the type of family that would never bring a pot of food to the table, you always put it into a serving bowl, so then you shouldn't bring the pot into the sukkah. You should first put it into the serving bowl. And just like it's only the serving bowl that will come to the dining room table, it's only the serving bowl that should come into the sukkah. So he says, "Bavada yeshi zar," but if you're that kind of family, okay, if you needed to eat, fine. Chutz the sukkah, you're supposed to leave that stuff out of the sukkah. Says the Mishabura, "Mikomakom b'di'eved im hechlis besochah kli machal o asa ba tashmish bazui." If you have these kalim in the sukkah, even though they don't belong there, or he did a tasha, he changed the baby's diaper in the sukkah, which he wasn't supposed to do, a nifseles a sukkah bakach. That's not going to pass on the sukkah. Then the Sharat Zion, Ois Yud Gimel, says, Vayim b'chai odem shevi b'shem Rabbeinu Manoach, d'mikomach and b'shah shem b'soicha, when the dirty pot, or the dirty bowl is in the sukkah, ein levarich oz leishe b'sukkah d'psulahi midrabanan. The Chei Muchach Lashon HaRif. Rabbeinu Manoach takes the Rif literally, the Mifsalach. It's some sort of Dirabbanan Dika Psul in the Sukkah. When you have a dirty pot, or it sounds like even a dirty plate, in the Sukkah, and the Chayadim brings us Rabbeinu Manoach, one should not make a bracha Leishe B'Sukkah. Now, usually you make the Leishe B'Sukkah at the beginning of the meal, and everything is dirty at the end of the meal, so I don't know how often it's going to come up, but someone comes late to the meal, and there's dirty stuff there. Sounds like you shouldn't make a Leishe B'Sukkah. Then the Sharat Zion brings down the Ran and the Milchamos and the Baal Ma'or all take the Rif, not literally, it's just a heker, it's not going to pass up. But then he found the Ravid, Baal came in Anochon lechatchila lahachmir bazeh. Now the Chachila one should be machmir. Now does that mean, you know, as soon as you have one plate that's dirty in the sukkah, not to make a Leishe B'Sukkah, That doesn't sound very very practical. So we need a little bit more of a bottom line halacha lemaisa clarification. But that is basically Tof Resh Lamed Tes Sif Aleph.